It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
Welcome to the CAT Scan podcast, as we discuss the Prince George Cougars and a couple of forwards from Alberta joining us on this edition. Carlin DeZane, 19, Tarek Parizak, 17. Carlin, your last game, memorable, against Kamloops. You outplayed the Blazers for just about the entire game, but you found yourself down 3-2 in the third. Then you decided to sort of take matters into your own hands. As you reflect back on that game and those two goals, one that tied it on the break-in, then the game winner, where Tarek would feed you the puck, sort of reflect on that one and how the team had to come through, even though you were outplaying them, but you needed that third period to come away with a win.
Yeah, we definitely needed that third period for sure. And, Perry sitting beside me here, put in some good work on the forecheck. And, you know, we've talked about that as a team and forechecking hard and getting chances off that. So Perry did just that, and he got me the puck. And, you know, I just figured I'd shoot it because we needed some goals. And fortunately, it went in. So looking back on it, it was a big goal and big goal for the team and important for us to get the win.
Now, Tarek, we talk about your goal-scoring ability, and you've hit the 30-goal mark and on the verge of establishing a PG Cougars rookie record for most goals in a season by rookie. But you can also play playmaker, a lot of assists, averaging more than a point per game. Talk about the difference from your standpoint, scoring the goals and setting them up. I imagine, like on that game winner against Kamloops, you had to do a lot of work in the corner, feed the puck out to Carlin, you get as much satisfaction from that as when you actually score, correct?
Yeah, I think when the puck goes in the net, no matter if it's you or another teammate, it's a great feeling to be out there and be able to help the team. So yeah, assists and goals, they feel the same.
Right. Okay, and let's sort of look at how you guys became members of the Prince George Cougars. Let's start with you, Carlin, now. You've been around the WHL a little while. You're acquired in a trade with the Medicine Hat. And things probably started off a little slowly for yourself when you came in as a 17-year-old. Things developed as an 18. But things have really taken off as a 19. Let's take a look at your minor hockey career, your background in Calgary, growing up in hockey. When did you start? Give us all the details to that.
Yeah, I think I started skating when I was just really little, like I'm going to say 2 or 3, but, I came up and started with Timbits in Calgary, which I think most kids do, and then played for Bow Valley minor hockey throughout my minor hockey days, so I guess novice to Pee Wee, and then went on to play quadrant hockey for my Bantam years in Calgary, and then found myself at Edge School for my first year midget. And then I headed back there, but ended up going to the bubble in Medicine Hat and joining the team for that season. So, yeah.
And then what was your reaction at the time you got traded to Prince George?
I was pretty excited about the opportunity. I mean, I had that no trade clause too in my contract when I was there, so I kind of had a decision to make about what my future was gonna look like in playing, and I obviously said yes. I was super excited and was fortunate that Lamb brought me in and gave me an opportunity to play for him. So
now this season you have become an offensive weapon. You're averaging more than a goal per game. You're averaging more than a point per game. You're averaging a little bit more than half a goal per game. The points are coming for you, which is something that wasn't coming very often earlier in your WHL career. Now you're 19. How have you found that offense? Is it just the experience? Is it who you're playing with? Talk about the transition from now becoming an offensive force.
Yeah, well, first I'd give a huge credit to my line mates and, the guys that I get to play with. They're all really talented players and have special skills that, we can feed off each other and stuff. So I give a huge credit to them. But I think, you know, just put in, you know, some pretty hard work and over the years and really dedicating myself to the game. But just, you know, getting that extra opportunity, I think, you know, I'll give a lot of credit to Lammer for giving me that too. You know, he's really given me an opportunity to put myself in a position to take the next step this year. And, you know, I just kind of tried to take advantage of that. So,
all right, Tarek, let's talk about your background. Growing up in Lethbridge, when did you start playing hockey? Who did you play in the minor systems? How did all that go? And just sort of bring us up to date to the point that you joined the PG Cougars.
Yeah, I mean, I started in Lethbridge probably, again, when I was probably like 4 or 5 years old playing Timbits hockey there, and kind of played there all the way up until my Pee Wee year. And then my Bantam years, that's when I went up to the Edge School and ended up being there for 4 years. Played 2 years of Bantam and then 2 years of Midget there, and had a great experience with the Edge School, and then ended up here in PG this year.
As a 16-year-old, you were the last cut from the 22-23 team. What was your reaction? How did that come about to you? Did you understand the decision as you look back? Was it the best thing for you? Bring us up to date on that.
Yeah, I think that was my first training camp because of all the COVID stuff. So it was kind of a whole new thing for me. I was just signed out of camp, and it was a whole new thing, and kind of had talks with Lammer after preseason, and kind of came to the decision that he thought it was best for me to go back home and get more minutes and more opportunity in Midget, and then come back the following year and be able to kind of play the type of game that I am this year, and just put me in a better spot. And it was the best thing for me, I think, for sure.
As a 30 goal scorer, as somebody that leads all CHL rookies in scoring, is this beyond your wildest dreams, or did you have these kind of expectations coming in?
Yeah, I think I kind of had some high expectations for myself. I don't think it was quite up to the standard. I think kind of throughout the year, my expectations of myself have changed as I've kind of got more confident and comfortable in the league. And yeah, I think it's been a great year for myself and the group. So it's been awesome.
What do you attribute the key to your success?
Yeah, I would say, well, first of all, the guys I get to play with, they're awesome. So all the guys are, our team's so good this year, so much skill up front, just so easy to play with all those guys. And then, yeah, just the hard work I put in the off season and just kind of sticking with things and adversity I've gone through so far in hockey, and just kind of keep persevering through that. And so that's what I would say.
So, Carlin, as we take a look at the PG Cougars 23-24 edition, in your mind, how good is this team?
You know, I think we got a really promising group this year, and you know, it's something that Lam and the staff have built, you know, over the last couple of years. And, you know, there's some guys that were here before me that, you know, have been through it all, but I've been here for a while too myself. And, you know, we've really, really pushed to have a strong culture in the room, and it definitely translates on the ice. So I think we're a really good team, and, you know, we're really excited for what's going to come the rest of the year.
There was an injury earlier in the season to yourself, and at the time you weren't sure whether you were going to be able to play again, maybe even this season. I don't know how much detail you want to get into, but give us as much detail as you can give us. When did you get hurt? You were out for a lengthy period of time. What were the options you were looking at, and where was your mind at while you were sitting out?
Yeah, I think I got hurt October 21st, I believe, against Kamloops, sometime around there. And I wasn't definitely not able to finish the game, so I called it there, and was pretty disappointed about that. But took the week here in PG and, you know, just rested and was just kind of feeling it out, and my shoulder was didn't seem to get any better. So I flew home to Calgary, to get an MRI back home, which I did that. I saw a few surgeons, had some chats with them, and ultimately I tore my labrum, my shoulder, which is a pretty big injury. The severity can vary, but it's not good either way. So I didn't take that very lightly, and just chatted with the doctors, and we kind of came to a conclusion that I might as well go back and play, and if it happens again, I dislocate it or something, then it happens again, and so be it. But I took a lot of time to make sure that my shoulder was ready for me to come back and strong again, and Mitch and my guys back home really helped me out, so it's been feeling pretty good, and just trying to keep it healthy for the rest of the season.
Do you notice it in games? Obviously, it's not 100%. Is it something you just have to battle through, or surprisingly, is it pretty good?
Yeah, I think, it's been pretty good for the most part. It definitely stops me from things like fighting. I haven't fought this year or anything like that, so it's definitely limited me there, but it's been pretty good for the most part, and, Mitch does a good job at, making sure that I'm ready and taped up and secure and stuff for the game, so.
So you're 19, your buddy here with you is 17, often you play on the same line. What advice as a veteran do you have for Tarek, still a rookie?
I mean, I think the biggest piece of advice that I give to most of the rookies is it flies by faster than they can imagine. And, I remember when I was 16 and in Manhattan, one of our 20-year-olds said that to me. And, I thought, whatever, man, like, I got 4 or 5 years left here. And that was that. But, being 19 now and coming up on my 20-year-old season shortly, it's definitely flown by faster than I can imagine. So my biggest piece of advice for Tarek, but all of our rookies, is just soak it in and enjoy every day, even if it's a day that sucks. Just try to enjoy it.
Tarek, tell us about the experience going to the prospects game back east. That was recent. Tell us about the trip. I want to find out some details, the drills. Give us some insight as to what happened. How much did you enjoy the experience?
Yeah, it was an honor to be picked for that game. It was a super cool experience for me, and just kind of getting to see all those other players from different leagues and guys that I've played against this year too. It was really cool to kind of be with the best guys in the age group and get to do all the testing and the games and stuff. So yeah, the testing, lots of different skating drills, kind of like the WHL combine stuff, lots of different agility, straight line skating. So all that testing is it's really cool to kind of see how well you fare against everybody else out there. And yeah, it was just so grateful for that experience.
And how did you feel you measured up against all the top prospects?
Yeah, I think for me it was kind of a little bit of a confidence booster, just knowing that I can hold my own against some of those guys, kind of growing up knowing that those are, a lot of the guys have always been top guys in the age group, and you kind of know who those guys are growing up, and just be able to be put in that category with some of those guys now, it's awesome to kind of have my name in the mix there.
What are your goals right now? Are you looking at certain point totals, certain goal totals, team goals? You look into the draft. What's sort of in your mind right now, other than the most important thing, which is playing for the PG Cougars, winning hockey games, all of that, getting ready for the playoffs? Aside from that, I'm looking for some individual goals on your part.
Yeah, I think individual goals for me is I just want to help the team win. We have a good team this year, so obviously you want to make a big playoff push here, and that's the biggest thing. And then personal goal, hopefully in June get drafted. That's kind of the ultimate goal for myself personally, and yeah.
Carlin, what about for you? What individual goals are you looking at for the rest of the season? And what are you looking at, career-wise for hockey? You could be back in the WHL as a 20-year-old. There's pro possibilities down the road. What are you sort of looking at for your future?
I think right now I'm kind of just taking it day by day and step by step and trying not to get too far ahead of myself and, you know, just finish out the year strong. But, you know, I'm a late birthday, so I'm still eligible for the draft this year too. So, you know, I'd be pretty privileged to see my name come up there in June. If that was a possibility, that'd be pretty cool. But, you know, I really want to win, and that's something that I take pride in saying. I think that, like Tarek said, we have a really good group this year and a real opportunity to win. And I think with winning comes a lot of individual success, not only for myself, but for everybody. And, you know, a lot of looks come with teams that win. So, you know, I think that's something that could all help us out down the road individually. And it'd be pretty cool to win something here in PG.
Everybody with the Cougars suggests there's great chemistry, all of those kind of things, the intangibles, very positive. Do you attribute that, Carlin, to winning or more than that? And if so, what is that?
Well, I think our chemistry comes from a lot of things. And, you know, I've always talked about culture and the group we have outside of the rink, and you know, we're super tight, and chemistry definitely comes from that. You know, we're super honest with each other, and you know, hold each other accountable for the most part, and it's just a good group to be a part of, and I think that's where the chemistry really comes from. But we put in quite a bit of work too, you know, whether that's at the rink or outside, and taking care of each other. So you know, every day in practice, we're just trying to get better and work on things with each other, and that definitely translates as well.
Tarek, what about for you? How do you look at that?
Yeah, for me, coming in as kind of a new guy, a rookie this year, there's a lot of guys, kind of the main guys of the group. There's have been together for a few years now in the organization and kind of added pieces every year, a couple more guys, and just can tell coming into the season how tight some of those guys were at the start and how they've kind of incorporated the new guys into the group, and couldn't be more grateful to have such a great group of guys to play with every night.
Five or so or six rookies on the team, you're one of them. Anybody particular that, you know, is somebody that you maybe relate to the most, or is it all the same, or is there somebody that, you know, you have those extra social outings with? How about the rookie class? Can you talk about the rookie class as a whole for the PG Cougars?
Yeah, I think all of us, we get along pretty well as rookies. I mean, we're at school together every day, and kind of we're at the rink a little longer with some of our workouts and stuff. So we're together quite a bit, and all the guys are great. I think everyone's kind of finding their roles now this year, and they're all doing very well at it. And yeah, I think a guy like Hunter Lang kind of coming into the year, in same draft class, kind of went through a lot of the preseason stuff last year together, and then coming into this year, we kind of had each other to kind of hang out with and kind of talk to a bit and just feel comfortable with the group together. And yeah, so he's been a big help for me as another rookie.
With Josh Ravensbergen being a goaltender, and we know the mentality of some goalies may be a little bit different than the skaters, how would you sort of assess Josh?
Yeah, I think he's such a competitive guy. You just see in practice, if you score on him, he's never happy about it. He's always very competitive. So having somebody like that, especially a goalie, to kind of shoot on, you get a little bit of competition going, and I think it helps out everyone when a guy like that in net's so competitive.
We are speaking with Carlin DeZane and Tarek Parizak, two snipers with the Prince George Cougars on our CAT Scan podcast. Carlin, what about the opposition? Is it clear that Portland is the main contender to Prince George in the Western Conference? Everett possibly as well? Do you look at it that there's more contenders than that? How do you size up the WHL Western Conference other than Prince George?
Well, Portland's got a really strong squad, and you know, they got an older team as well too that they've been building for a while. So, you know, I definitely say that they're one of the stronger teams in the West for sure. But you know, I don't think anybody should sleep on Everett. They got a really good squad as well, and you know, a strong culture there too. And you know, they seem to be the same team every year. Just, you know, the way they go at work and compete, and you know, those guys want to win. So I definitely wouldn't sleep on them. But you know, there's some other good competition within the West too. I mean, Victoria's really come around this year and made a push, and you know, there's some teams coming up from the bottom that are playing some good hockey right now too that are trying to make the playoffs. So you know, come playoff time, anything can happen. And you know, there's definitely some strong teams, but like I said, anything can happen.
Does there have to be considerable playoff success in your mind for this season to be successful, even if Prince George finishes first in the BC Division, which is likely? There's a possibility of finishing first in the Western Conference. But even if that happens, in your mind, does playoff success have to come in order for this to be a successful season, or do you look at it a little differently?
Well, I think, like, it's tough to say, you know. I think we've had a really special regular season so far, and what we've accomplished, and you know, we're really working to keep that going and finish off the year the way we started. But you know, like I said, we have a real opportunity to win something this year, and you know, I think playoff success would just be the cherry on top to you know, what an incredible season this has been so far. So you know, playoffs is where it all really matters, and that's where you need to win games. So I'd really like to see us win, and I think that would you know, just be the cherry on top for sure.
Yeah. Tarek, what about for you? I, being a rookie, you know, you're just sort of getting a feel for some of the opponents. Is there a team that you've had more difficulty with? And has there been a team that you've had lots of success with that, you know, for whatever reason, things just sort of come together? Or does it really matter in your mind who you play?
Yeah, I think honestly, it really doesn't matter who we play. I think we have to come out and play the same way every night if we want to win. Especially in this league, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Anything can happen every night. Teams are good enough to make you pay if you're not on top of your game. But I think there's obviously the top teams like the Portland and Everett's, where you kind of got to take your game to a whole nother level if you want to really compete with them and kind of steal a game from them. So yeah, there's a lot of good teams in the league this year. And
you have moved up in the rankings, number 14. By Central Scouting among North American skaters for the upcoming draft. A big improvement from the start of the season. But at the start of the season, you know, you weren't all that well known. Talk about what that means to you, being so high up in the rankings. And was that a goal of yours? You know, is it still to get higher, just to get drafted? Put that all into perspective.
Yeah, obviously to get ranked that high is an honor. I mean, you can kind of take those rankings with a grain of salt. They don't, ultimately, at the end of the day, they don't really mean much, but just super cool to see your name that high. And I mean, I guess the higher I can be, the better. But yeah, just kind of got to just focus on improving my game and helping out the team. And there's not much you can control in that department other than just try and play your best every night.
The Cougars, Carlin, have been consistent from the start of the season. There hasn't been any lengthy losing streak. You've not dropped more than two in a row at any point in the season. That's only happened twice. But even if the team isn't playing at its peak efficiency, you guys are still able to win a lot more than not, and you've been able to avoid any skids. Now that you've got some experience in the league, what do you attribute this consistency in the 23-24 season the Prince George Cougars?
I think that comes from the buy-in that we have with the guys on our team. And, you know, when someone's not going, you need a teammate to be there to pick you up or fill a role and step up during the game. And, you know, it's really hard to play 68 really good games in a season. You know, no one ever does that. So, you know, we have a really strong buy-in from this group, and you know, it's not from half the guys or a quarter of the guys, it's from all the guys. And you know, I think that's what's allowed us to, you know, maintain that consistency this year.
What about from your aspect, Derek, what do you see as far as the success of this team, the consistency of the team? And you've been among those players that have been consistent right from the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I think for our team, everybody's kind of finding their roles, especially of late. Everyone kind of knows what they have to do to help out the team, and everyone's kind of bought into that position that they're in. And I think that just helps out everybody, just knowing that you got the checking line, you got guys like that, and you got the offensive guys too. So I think our group as of late just kind of has been clicking, and we just kind of got to keep putting it out on the ice.
The travel. That's part of being in Prince George. Carlin, sort of put that into perspective. Some may look and say, boy, you put a lot of miles on, a lot of, you know, overnight trips. It can wear you down. Is the travel out of Prince George overrated? Is it a grind? Is it enjoyable? Do you get a lot of card games in? Talk about the travel for the Cougars.
Yeah, well, you know, coming from Medicine Hat, the travel was probably, you know, the biggest thing that really I had to adjust to. And, you know, our coaches and staff do a really good job at, you know, planning our trips out so that, you know, we get as much time as we can to rest and recover. But the trips are definitely a grind, to say the least. And, you know, we're gone for long periods of time a lot, and, you know, not a lot of other teams get to do that, so we're definitely fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with guys and teammates on the road. And you know, I think that's been a key part in our you know, bonding and culture. But you know, they're definitely a grind, and you know, the trips can get hard, and especially when you're busing so much, it's like you said, a lot of miles. And you know, no one likes to sit in a car for so long, let alone the bus. So, you know, it's hard on the body, but, you know, we have a good schedule to allow our bodies to recover and rest.
So what do you do on the bus to pass the time?
I'm a big sleeper. I like to sleep. You know, a lot of other guys do too, but we'll get cards going. We got a big bed in the back, so, you know, that's quite a few social hours back there, I'd say. You know,
tell us about some of those rivalries and the card games and all that kind of stuff. And is there somebody that consistently wins and everybody's getting fed up that he's winning all the time? Give us some insight as to what's going on there.
I wouldn't say there's too many rivalries. We used to play cards a lot more when we didn't have the bed because we had tables back there.
Right.
So, you know, it was a little easier for that. But The guys are good. We just, you know, kind of make it fun and make it enjoyable, and we don't put anything on the line, so it doesn't get too heated.
Right. You don't have rookies in their own section of the bus, then?
The rookies are they're closer to the front, and yeah. You know, the older you get, the farther to the back you get. But I don't know. They don't come back too often. The bathroom's back there, so we see them on occasion, but. I mean, it depends on the hours, too, of the trip and how long we're going to be spending on the bus. And, you know, if it's after games or the day before, stuff like that, too. So, you know, like the after games, guys, you know, typically sleep. And I'm sure, you know, some guys kind of go through the game. And that's something that I do like to do on the bus is, you know, watch hockey and stuff. It's a good time to do so. And, but, yeah, I mean, every guy has their own routine. I know Perry likes to eat snacks on the bus. He's a big snacker. So, yeah.
So tell us about the trips from your point of view, Tarek? Is this, was this a tough adjustment? Is it a tough adjustment? Is it too big a deal made of it? How do you assess it as a rookie?
Yeah, I think coming into Prince George, you hear about the travel and you hear about all that, and then I don't really know what I expected, to be honest. I kind of, the travel is, I guess, is advertised. I mean, some of the trips can be a grind, and especially that last US one, kind of, you definitely feel it in the body a little bit. But I enjoy being on the road, kind of being able to spend time with the guys and kind of just have that alone time with the boys and be able to hang out and build that chemistry. And yeah, so I enjoy the trips, but it can be hard on the body sometimes.
You were a fourth round pick in the prospects draft, formerly known as the Bantam draft. And very few guys in the fourth round, you know, lead CHL rookie scoring. When you were selected in the fourth round, what was your reaction? Did you sort of think, now I know you came, this was part of the bubble and, you know, things didn't, you know, get quite maybe the way they ordinarily would if players had been seen, but were you not pleased about that? Were you happy about that? Did you think, you know what, I think I should be a little higher than fourth round, or it didn't bother you? Take us to your mindset about being a fourth round pick.
Yeah, I think just to begin with, I was just honored to be drafted. Growing up in Lethbridge, watching the Hurricanes there, it was kind of always my dream to play in the WHL as a kid, and then obviously getting drafted is the first step of that. But I just kind of looked at it as, it really doesn't matter where you get drafted. It's what you do after the draft that matters the most. So, I mean, yeah, I was happy with where I got picked. And, I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really matter that much where what number you are, what round. It's just kind of what work you put in after the draft that really matters.
And, Carlin, what about you and when you got looked at?
Yeah, I mean, the WHL drafts at a young age, and you know, I was pretty underdeveloped. I hadn't really hit puberty by the time that came around. And, you know, I was blessed to get an opportunity in Medicine Hat. And, you know, I just did my best to try and take advantage of that. And, you know, I think it says a lot for, you know, young players that, you know, have goals and dreams and want to play in the league. And, you know what, you just got to put in the work and, you know, you do the right things and you'll get noticed for it.
Now at 19, we hear about leadership. And when you are that age and that kind of experience, you're looked upon as that. So as somebody with a lot of experience, what does leadership mean to you? And what do you feel your responsibility is to the younger players?
Yeah, well, leadership is a lot of different things, and in my opinion, between, you know, being vocal and leading by example. But, you know, as for me, you know, I think my main thing is just trying to lead by example and, you know, bring my best attributes to the team and, you know, hope that guys can see that and follow along. And, we have a lot of guys that are super vocal within our group, and you know, even the younger guys, you know, love to chime in, and I think that's something that's great, and I'm glad they're comfortable with that. So leadership is so many different qualities, and I think we have a lot of leadership within our group, but I think leading by example every night is just, you know, the strongest way to promote that.
When things aren't going well for the team, when you're behind after the first period or the second period, or a game is not going as well, or practice isn't going very well, and even though you've had tons of success this season, all teams go through down periods. Who steps up? Who talks? Does anybody talk? Are there certain things that are said? Tell us about, you know, what leadership there is within the team. Who's the spokesperson or spokespeople that come through? What kind of message do they have when things aren't going well?
Yeah, well, like you said, every team, you know, no matter how good, go through adversity and go through slumps. And, like I said, we have a lot of vocal guys, and our captain, Hudson Thornton, he is definitely really vocal and, you know, speaks his mind and speaks on behalf of the team, which is great, and that's why he's our captain. But, you know, even, you know, with new guys like Chase Pauls, for example, coming in, you know, I'm going to say only a month ago, and, you know, just being comfortable with the team right away and stepping up and being vocal, and you know, that's something that's great for us too. It doesn't hurt to add that to the group, and he's got a lot of great leadership qualities too. But you know, Hyder's a good example of that, and he's a really good example of leading by example, and what he brings to the team is pretty amazing. So you know, we got a lot of really good leaders. Tarek here, he's a young guy, but you know, puts his input in when we need it too. And you know, as for the slumps, I think that, you know, guys could sit there and try and pick apart and find solutions, but what we really try and work as is finding a solution as a team and collectively as a group, and you know, to come out of it stronger and come out of it together. And you know, I think that's what makes good teams special. So
it hasn't got to the point that anybody's had to throw some garbage cans or slam some doors or yell at the top of their lungs yet? We haven't got to that point?
Well, I mean, I definitely think there's been some frustration for sure on some nights, and you know, we've dropped some games where, you know, we felt like we shouldn't have, and obviously that's frustrating, and you know, it's so much fun to win, and we really hate losing. So there's been some frustration for sure, and you know, we've had chats as a group to you know, try and find solutions to get out of it and figure out, you know, maybe one night why we didn't prepare properly, or you know, why we didn't play a full 60 or something like that. But you know, it's also important to keep our group just as tight as we are and not fold on each other. So you know, we're pretty collected and keep it calm, and you know, I think that's a good quality that our group has.
So Tarek, Carlin mentioned that you don't mind speaking up a little bit. Now, you're a rookie on the team. A lot of, you know, older players that have been around a little bit. So in your mind, what's appropriate to speak up as a 17-year-old? Do you feel that you should speak up as much as a 19 or 20-year-old? How do you sort of, from a vocal standpoint, look at your role on this team?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely not the loudest guy in the room, that's for sure. But I think we have a lot of older guys who have been around and been together for a while, and they're kind of the vocal piece of the room. And I guess I'm kind of one of the guys, I would say, that maybe transitions the kind of that older group to the younger group and kind of mixes it together a little bit, I'd say. So I guess kind of being a little bit of a voice for the younger guys, I guess, and kind of talking to some older guys. I mean, not a lot you're gonna kind of talk about in the room too much as a young guy, especially first year in the league or something. They know a lot more than I do about everything, but yeah, just trying to learn from those guys and kind of take leadership qualities from them and kind of put them my own way.
What is of interest to you that's not hockey? We'll start with you, Tarek, and then we'll get to you, Carlin.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm big in hockey. It's my main priority. I don't do much else other than hockey, but I'd say, I guess, the summertime, I golf a little bit in the summer, so I enjoy that.
Any handicap you want to share?
Probably not. No,
I don't. No, know it's not. It's that. Not something yeah. to share.
No, that one might stay between. It'll just stay with me.
Yeah. So we're not going to compare your golf skills to your hockey skills. What you're saying?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
okay. What about for you, Carlin?
Yeah. I mean, I think same thing as Tarek. I mean, hockey's, you know, my passion and what I spend most of my days doing, especially in the summertime and the off season, but. I love to golf too. I'm a big golfer. I have a membership back home, and I play most days during the week in the off season. But
you must have a good handicap.
Yeah, during my good rounds, I've definitely had some bad rounds, but you know, I'd say like I'm a 3 or 4.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I play some good golf in the summer, and I love it. But you know, I just kind of try and spend the most time I can with my family and stuff. And I got a lot of siblings and stuff. So, you know, that's what I love to do in the summer too. And we don't get a lot of quality family time during the season. So, you know, I just try and get as much as I can.
So you should really be a high pick in the Cougars charity golf tournament that they have in July.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So, that I mean,
right, you know, when you're 3 or 4 handicap, that's pretty up there.
Yeah,
you know, in terms of golf.
Yeah, I just got to bring my A game.
Right. Well, it's like everything, but your time in Prince George, Carling, you've been here what, 3 years now. Talk about the situation. Give us an update on a daily routine, you know, billets, you know, how it all works. You're not in school now, you know, and we'll get to Tarek and his situation. He is in school. Give us sort of a daily routine as being a member of the Prince George Cougars.
Yeah, our days are pretty similar for the most part, but, you know, a normal day during the week, we just, you know, I get up at, you know, around 8:30-ish, 8:45, and, you know, get out of bed and get some stuff done. And we head to the rink around 10-ish for check-in and get to the rink and practice at noon and, you know, get workouts in when we have days that, you know, we don't play following that. So, yeah, and then after that, you know, we love to go for lunch. That's usually a daily thing in our team. And that's pretty awesome that, you know, we get to spend that time outside the rink with the guys too. So after that, you know, my billets back home are great. I live with a outstanding family and, you know, I have Paul's with me now in my house too. That's, you know, and he's a really good guy and I love spending time with him too. So it's good to have him around and my billets are a second family to me. So it's definitely comfortable at home.
And for you, Tarek, there's actually school, so you've got school on top of hockey. How does that work? How does your day work, which, you know, might be a little bit different than Carlin's?
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar. We kind of, well, we go to school in the morning before we head to the rink, so we're at school for a couple hours, and then we'll head to the rink for practice, and then instead of working out before practice like these guys, we'll work out after, and then, yeah, I think a lot of the rookies, we kind of hang out, do our little rookie jobs at the rink, kind of make sure the room's all cleaned up, and then, yeah, we usually head out to eat together too, kind of after the vets kind of get there and they have their meal, we kind of tend to arrive right as they're leaving, so kind of get to see them, I guess, a little bit away from the rink too, but yeah, it's kind of our schedule, pretty similar.
So your grade 12, is this it for high school then?
Yeah, this is my grade 12 year, so graduating this year after the season, yeah.
And is there a lot to do when you're on the road in terms of studies and education and everything like that? Like, is it difficult combining or is it just something? No, it just sort of comes together and it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, for me, school has always been a big thing and my family's definitely pushed that on me to make sure I'm good academically. And then I don't think coming in this year, I realized how hard it was really going to be to kind of juggle the hockey and the school. So it's definitely been a change. And I mean, being on the road so much doesn't really help the schooling too much. But I mean, just part of the experience and just kind of got to grind through it and get it all done.
Carlin, what does the big crowd mean? Obviously, everybody thinks that the more fans, the better it is, the more it helps players. Can you sort of pick out an instant where you feel a large crowd or an enthusiastic crowd has helped the Prince George Cougars in any particular game?
Well, you know, we love to see, you know, big crowds at our rink and, you know, it definitely gives us that extra energy, you know, come game time. But, you know, hearing the fans roar when we score or, you know, there's a big hit is something that definitely motivates us throughout the game. And, you know, to feel the city's support is, you know, something that we're super grateful for. And, you know, it definitely changes the energy in the game and stuff. So, you know, whether that's a hit or a goal or a fight or, you know, even somebody blocks a big shot, it changes a lot. And we definitely feel the energy.
Well, in conclusion, I'll give you each sort of a final word. Is there any message you'd like to pass along to any PG Cougar fans? Anything maybe that we never touched upon on the podcast that you think would be important or you'd like to mention? We'll start with you, Carlin. Any final thoughts as we get set and gear up for the home stretch of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of touched on, you know, how special our group is this year. And, you know, I think for the fans, you know, we work day in and day out to come out with wins and 2 points on any given night. So to feel their support is definitely greatly appreciated by us. And, you know, we definitely encourage everyone to get out to the games and, you know, come watch us play. It's, you know, it's good for them and it's good for us and we love it, so.
What about for you, Tarek?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. The fans' support is just such a big deal to our group, and we do our best every night to do our best to win games for the town and the city. And we just put in so much work, and just to see the fans' support is it's awesome for us to see them come out.
And when goal number 31 happens for you, which would set the record, what's that going to mean?
Yeah, it'd be a huge honor to hold a record in PG history. I mean, to think about that, I guess, at the start of the year, if you were to tell me that, I don't know if I'd believe you, but yeah, it would just be a huge honor for me to be able to say I hold a Cougars record.
Well, I appreciate both of you guys coming in, Carlin DeZane and Tarek Parizak, key members of the Prince George Cougars. You have been listening to CatScan, the PG Cougars podcast. Have a great one.